The Burt Show.
You can only consider yourself real friends when you can call each other out, be brutally honest with each other. Kristen, it's time for you to get a little closer with Mo.
Maurice Mitchell.
Wow.
Wow, you got both, dude.
I mean, I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble. I just have a question for you.
Okay.
Calling it to the mat. I want to know something about you and your relationship. You had a very difficult decision to make this past weekend about whether you're going to go to New York and see your girlfriend and her friends or go out to Vegas and see a big boxing fight, right?
Right.
And you chose to go to New York and see your girlfriend and her friends.
Right.
When are we going to get to meet her?
Ooh. I met her.
You did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bird's met her.
When did you get to meet her?
At Pink. The Pink Show.
Oh, she.
Music
oh,
Midtown.
Because you were leaving and they were walking in late.
Kind of. Yeah.
We ran into each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys were getting some liquor.
Yeah, we were. I mean, it was. The plan was for her to meet everybody there, but I just didn't see y'all that day. So I would imagine probably the Christmas party.
Damn.
What?
It's kind of a big deal.
It's like, yeah, it's like meeting family.
It's a big deal.
Family.
It's a big deal. That's why it was such a big deal.
Now I don't know if it's a good idea.
You know? No, we're excited. Because it's a big deal to meet the friend. It's a big deal to meet family, but it's also a big deal to meet friends and to meet colleagues. So when you went to, you know, New York to meet her people, I'm like, when does she get to meet your people?
Yeah, I mean, that was my plan
okay.
to bring her. I didn't even, and it's funny because y'all are saying like it's a big deal and I genuinely didn't think anything of it. I was just thinking to myself, well, yeah, if she's in town, because that's the only reason y'all haven't met her yet. It's just because she doesn't live here, so I don't see her all the time. But yeah, if she's in town, which I believe she will be, I would certainly bring her.
I think it's interesting that Kristen is considering herself and us your people. Like,
we're some of his people.
His people are his family.
Well, I know. Yes, I said.
You ain't his people.
Listen to me.
Don't did you even, jump into his people like definition.
Did you even listen to the words that came out of my mouth?
I said to all of them.
I said your family, obviously, is first priority, but then you have your friends and colleague, which are more of your people, and I would consider us some people.
Somewhere in the
you're
people.
You're people, I'm the people, you're a people, we're a people.
I'm just going to say when I met her, and this will make sense when you meet her, is I think Mo has a tongue.
All right.
That's it.
Here you think go. Mo what?
Mo has a type.
Oh, he does?
She looks very different than my ex, though. So that has to count for something.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking of a different ex.
But I see your point.
Well, now we are very excited to meet her.
Yeah, no, that ain't no problem.
Is she a quiet little thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
She's definitely like introverted to herself. I mean, she'll come alive in the right environment, but she is like, she's more introverted than me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's saying a lot.
She wouldn't be nervous about meeting us, would she?
I wouldn't say nervous. No, because I feel like the way she handled my family, I thought she was going to be nervous, and she took right to them. I mean, I was like really impressed.
Oh, Kristen is way more judgmental than anybody in your family. She needs to know that right off the bat.
That is probably a fact. No, but because I know for some people, when it comes to what we do for a living and being in radio and exposing ourselves and putting our personal lives out there and stuff like that, I know sometimes significant others can have issues with other people on the show because of things we say or how we interact or things that get exposed on the air.
No. That's what you're saying. Yeah, no.
Really?
Yes.
No, she don't listen. So that has made it a lot easier for me. Every once in a while, she'll listen. But for the most part, I told her, because she asked me, she was like, I'm going to listen to every show. I want to support you. And I was like, no, support me by not doing that. Don't do that.
100%,
man. She doesn't?
No.
Oh, I think that's a plus.
Mm-mm. That is a major plus.
Major plus.
Because the curiosity would kill me because I need to know what you're saying about me.
Now, she doesn't have mutual friends that listen to the show also that will tell her what heard because that's the worst.
That game of telephone is always the worst.
Oh, yep, happened to me.
It's funny you say that because I've been able to avoid that thus far, but at the baby shower, it came up and it started. A lot of her friends were like, oh, we're going to start listening now. And her family, we're going to start listening now. So I'm like, oh, great.
Right. Yay. Because by the time it gets back to their friend on what you said, it was nothing near what you said, or the tone of it's different. It's terrible.
Happens every single time.
Yeah.
That's been there, done that as well. Abby, you said you've also experienced it in the short time you've been here.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll end it there.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Really?
Yes, but no. That looks as he's smiling.
I think I know it.
But we are very excited to meet your lady friend.
Well, thank you. Definitely. I appreciate it.
So I know we don't have too much time here. So you think that that is, you must think that that's like two introverts mm-hmm. together probably is a very solid couple then.
It works out. I mean, yeah. because a lot of the times if I don't want to go anywhere or if I'm in that kind of a place, it was always tough if I had an extrovert in my life because they always want the opposite. Ah. But she wants the same. But she's not as socially awkward as I am. Like that part she doesn't have. Like she's completely fine in social settings. She's comfortable. It's just that if she had a choice, she'd rather be to herself or alone.
Got it.
So I don't think, maybe she's not as introverted as me.
Well, now I am excited for the party.
I am too.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been excited anyway, but new blood.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.